It's all about food, restaurants, and good eating. Welcome to Culinary Confessions. Here's Kim and Don.
Joining us during this hour, I'm just very excited because I missed him last time I was in France, and we're going to be talking about manners. Well, who else would you talk to manners about and etiquette? Well, that's what your etiquette is while you're eating. We're very fortunate to have David Rothschild joining us in studio. And David, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you today?
Good. Happy holiday.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
And you too. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I understand you have, you brought a place setting into the studio.
Yeah, I thought
today.
It might spur some conversation because people get freaked by the fancy formal place setting. So I thought it would give us a point of reference.
Excellent.
All right. So one of the biggest problems I have, I know, because I always have a problem with my right and left, and it really is probably a dyslexia kind of thing. My mother used to get so mad at me setting the table when she'd always, of course, have us all doing that. And I'd always get the knife and the fork and everything else. But the butter plate's the thing that throws me the most. I always have to wait till everybody else has put their bread onto their butter plates. And then that way, bread and butter plate, that way I know. So tell us, first of all, you start it the way you want to start it, David, so that we understand all the glassware and the silverware and all the plates.
All right. Why don't I walk us through a place setting?
Okay. That sounds good.
A place setting in restaurant terms is called a cover, C-O-V-E-R. And it's the area directly in front of you, 18 to 24 inches, contains that which you need. In the most formal of settings, say last night, I would suspect that the at the White House reception, was that tonight?
Last night.
You would have the least silverware. In the most formal settings, you have the least silverware. They would bring you that which you need for each course on a silver tray.
Oh, that's interesting.
So you would start off with the least silverware. What I'm going to describe for you is a kind of like a formal banquet or a wedding or anything of that sort, where everything you're going to need is preset on the table. So the center of the cover always is directly in the center. It relates to the center of the chair. The center of the cover is designated by either a napkin or by a plate. The plates had lots of names, as you're aware, over the years, and some of the names are really familiar to us. It's been called a trencher, a charger, a face plate, base plate, show plate.
Do we ever eat on those?
That's why I like to suggest we talk of it and think of it as a show plate.
Okay.
It's for show.
Right.
We don't eat directly from that plate. The first several courses of the meal, if we're using a show plate, are set on atop of that plate. And that's a kind of a faux pas that people make. They place things like their silverware, their bread and butter, things like that on the show plate. And then the server, whoever it might be, has no place to put down that course. So you want to keep that area clear.
Okay.
Okay, so the center of your cover is your show plate or a napkin. And then it's starting on the left, you've got your forks. Your forks are on the left of the show plate. Silverware at the place setting is set out in the order of its usage. Most of you've heard that. So we use the utensils
from the outside in, right?
Right. We use the utensils that are on the outside and work our way toward the show plate or the napkin if it's properly set. But then again, always take your cues from your host or your hostess.
Okay.
Check over there and see what they're doing. But generally, a table should be, if it's properly set, it's set from the outside in toward the show plate. The forks are on the left and the knife is on the right. Good way to remember that when we get to it. Forks, first of all, they come in a variety of tines. Three tines, two tines, four tines. It really depends on the set. But most, the littlest one, as you can see over there, I put it on the right of the setting. That's your seafood cocktail oyster fork for getting the meat out of the shellfish. Forks, generally, dinner forks and salad forks, generally four tines. And again, it depends on a pattern, but generally four times. Salad fork, generally a little shorter, generally a little wider than the dinner fork. Again, we set according to the courses of the meal. And here in the United States, do we eat our entree before salad or salad before entree?
Oh, so in Europe, in a formal setting, you're going to see the salad fork in one because you're going to have that after the entree.
Correct.
Which is very interesting.
So you should use the fork that's the furthest to the left.
Use the fork that's furthest to the left. When we used to set, when I used to work in restaurants and we'd do a European-style dinner, and really confuse people. And then they'd have their entree. We'd serve them their salad. And I've had the comment a few times, did you forget our salads?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, because so they...
We're just not used to
that.
We're
not used to it. I also had heard that depending on, and this is more in Europe than here, depending on where you put your knife and your fork determines whether the server's going to come pick up your plate or not. What's the deal on that?
Well, the general etiquette is if you think about your show plate as a clock face, your knife and fork at rest, it can be tines up, cross, it can be any of those things. But if you want to indicate that you're finished, the tines up, knife blade always faces toward the fork, and the etiquette books say 10 and 4 together on that knife on that clock face,
right,
says you're finished. I say just handles together to the right of the plate.
Handles together. We don't have that here in the States, do we? They're trained, but
that's still a universal sign that they're finished.
How do you know which is your butter plate?
The bread and butter plate is the most common error in formal dining, and also the most common error in setting a table. Your bread and butter plate is always by your forks. Now, we've set our forks to the left of the setting. They are either above your forks or to the left of your forks. The knife is always set to the right of the setting, and it's always got the knife blade facing toward the fork. Okay, and the reason, again, there's reasons for everything. You don't want somebody accidentally grabbing the blade.
Right.
Okay. Spoons, if there are like a soup spoon, would be preset to the right. And
Jim in Phoenix has a question for you, David. Hi, Jim.
Hi. How's everyone doing today?
Good.
Couldn't be any better.
What can we do for you, Jim?
Well, I've probably heard this one, but I still can't remember the correct way. But what's the proper way to scoop soup?
Oh
okay. Great. First of all, soup's interesting. Soup generally is served with an underliner, something underneath it, unless it's a big bowl. One of the first rules of dining, and this might be a good place to handle this, one of the important rules of dining is if you've used the utensil, it never goes back onto the tablecloth. Okay, and that's why soup, okay, if it's served properly, it'll be served with an underliner. And as a guest, that's where your spoon rests between bites. That's where your spoon rests when you're finished. Now, to how to actually eat soup, first of all, keep your bread and your soup separate. I know all of us like to crumple crackers and bread into soup, but not in a formal setting. Keep them separate. The way most Americans eat soup is we spoon toward ourselves, and then we get down to the bottom. We tilt a little bit toward ourselves to get that last bit. The absolute proper way to eat soup is to spoon away from ourselves, about two-thirds full of the spoon away from yourself, bring it back in and bend a little bit toward it, and you eat from the side of the spoon.
Why?
Okay.
It's, well, there's an old rhyme that goes, like a ship that goes out to sea, I spoon my soup away from me.